On Wednesday nights, we are talking about what is. And first Sunday, we talked about what is salvation. And then we talked about what is the gospel. And this week, we're going to be talking about what is holiness. Some 567 times in the New King James rendering, the word holy is translated. Some 32 times the word holiness is translated. I believe that God is trying to make a point when you think about all of the times that idea in word is being translated. But what is holiness? Holiness literally is to be set apart. To be set apart from sin, but also to be consecrated or to be designated for that which is holy. We understand that God desires holy things and he desires holy people. And when we think about this, God wants dedicated things and he wants dedicated people. It's not enough just to be set apart from sin, but one has to be dedicated for his purpose. And so this is why when we think about holiness, it should describe who we are. As a matter of fact, holiness is the core of Christianity. It's the core of who we are. For without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. And the Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse number 14 that Paul commanded the brethren to come out from among them and be separate. And when that would take place, he would be their God, and they would be his children, and he would be their father. And when we consider this, this is why it's important for us as the people of God to call things what they are. The more I considered that, I thought about Isaiah 5 and verse number 20, and woe to him who call evil good and good evil. And so we have to be careful to call things that the way that God calls things. If a thing or an idea or a person, a place is evil, then that's what it is. But if it's holy, then that's what it is. So what is holiness? Well, holiness is intentional, and it is also rewarding. Turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. The Hebrews writer in Hebrews 12, in verse number 14, has some beautiful words to say, because if we're going to see the intentionality of holiness, we must understand that it must be pursued. One must chase it. One must go after it. Pursue peace with all people and holiness. Now watch this. Without which no one will see the Lord. There's no way to see God without holiness. Without being set apart. Without being dedicated for his purpose. I was studying and I saw something in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 23, and it was just mind-blowing. And it reminded me of the days of Joshua when Achan took of the accursed thing. In Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse number 14, notice what the Bible here says. For the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you and give your enemies over to you. Therefore your camp shall be holy, that he may see no unclean thing among you and turn away from you. It makes sense that God would turn away if holiness is not being promoted, being set apart from sin, being dedicated for his holy purpose. And so this is a very eye-opening passage, and for us as the children of God, we ought to be striving to be holy. But we live in a world where there are always things that distract us, catch our attention, that causes us to be not the people that God would have us to be. And every time we find ourselves really making up our mind to be holy, to be focused, to be dedicated, it seems as if that's where the struggle really begins. Here we understand in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when we think about holiness, when God calls us through the gospel, he called us to holiness, separation from sin, not to uncleanness. That's why it is a devastating thing when someone comes out of sin, obeys the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then goes back into it. Peter would say, Brother Cortland, it's like a dog turning to his own vomit. Why? Because you left that, and now you're returning back to it? He says, you know better than that. Holiness, if we're not careful, can be eliminated even in the life of a child of God. How? Because we become desensitized. The unholy can seem to be holy because either we're not exposing ourselves to the word of God or not being held accountable by our own brethren. And so the things that we deem to be holy, when we go to the scriptures to find out that they're not holy, not separated from sin, we can call those things holy. But friends, God says, no, if we're going to be the people of God, we have to mind those things that are holy. Listen to this. I wrote this. As the children of God, we're supposed to be a holy nation of learners, a congregation of worshipers, a band of spiritual warriors who have on the whole armor of God, that men may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. That's what we're supposed to be. And so holiness really is the very thing that Satan cannot duplicate. He can't duplicate holiness because he himself has separated himself and God cast him out. So I end with this. Holiness is simply us being like our God. And remember what Peter said in 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. The one who has called us is holy. Therefore, the exhortation, be holy even as I am holy. I am separated from sin. So what's in our hearts that keeps us from being holy? That's a personal question. That's something that all of us have to answer and have to contend with. And we have to remember that today, if you're hearing his word, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Today, receive the exhortation. Today, because tomorrow is not promised. And because tomorrow is not promised, friends, all of us must strive to watch what we look at, watch what we listen to, watch what we engage in, watch who we engage with. We are a separate people. For if we're not a separate people and there's no difference between the world and the church, then the church is not needed. But the church is needed. Why? Because God sent forth his son for the express purpose of establishing his kingdom, his church, in order for people to live inside of it and live unto him. And for this reason, he created the church unto good works that we should walk in them. Let's be the church. Let's be holy. And let's do all that we can to help one another be holy. And when we do that, God is well pleased. If you're not a child of God, we want to encourage you to be holy. How? Well, there's a lot to that. But you got to get started somewhere. You need to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You must be willing to believe that. Repent of your sins, confess Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins. To actually live for the one that died for you. Maybe you're a child of God and you haven't been holy. Your mind is not holy. Your life is not holy. Your speech is not holy. You're just not holy. You're not separated from sin. Friends, let's separate ourselves. And let's be what God will have us to be as we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.